and for all of the people he has blessed too.
You believe that Elian is blessed?
Yes, I believe that Elian is blessed because this boy is blessed, so we should not lose our connection with him. Elian is here is to save and to vindicate the Cuban people.
Do you believe, and what is your name?
Hello, yes, I am Sister Josephine. I call from Miami with a message about Elian Gonzalez, that there are many similarities between his life and the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they are for us to explore.
That you say you're Sister Josephine?
Hello, yes, that's Sister Josephine. And for me, the Cuban people are like the Jewish people of before, that they were a disenfranchised people, but they have come to the promised land. The bones also tell me that Elian is like our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father.
What are you doing? You're rolling bones?
Yes. He is like our Lord Jesus. He has been betrayed by a close friend. The bones also tell me that like our Lord Jesus Christ, he is a young boy who has been called home by his Father. Like our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sister Josephine.
Yes.
Are you rolling some kind of bones or some kind of voodoo? What is that?
Yes. So the bones tell me that he walked on the water. And they tell me that Elian survived with no one else. And no one else was able to survive but him. The bones tell me that he is a young boy, like our Lord Jesus Christ. And that he has many disciples. The bones tell me that Elian Gonzalez is being held at a nun's home until he can meet his father. They know who he is. The bones also tell me that Jesus was crucified and that Elian will also be crucified. But he has come to lead the Cuban people to the promised land.
Okay, do you know that you're on a radio show right now?
Hello, yes. I'm calling from Miami to let the people know the good news that the Savior of the Cuban people has arrived. And that Elian Gonzalez is that Savior of the Cuban people.
Do you believe that Elian Gonzalez is the Cuban people's Savior?
Yes. They're like the dispossessed people of Israel. Like the Jewish people. That Elian will lead us home. Elian has come to lead the Cuban people to the promised land. Our wish is America. And we should all realize that this boy is our Savior, and we will bow down to him.
You believe that Elian Gonzalez is the Savior of the Cuban people?
The Cuban people are now the chosen people.
The Cuban people are now the chosen people?
And the boy will lead us, the boy.
The boy.
He is the boy, he is the second coming.
All right, you're talking about a little boy, Elian Gonzalez.
We have his vessel that he came to us in. And we have parts of the vessel that he came to us in. People should get available to this. Elian, like our Lord Jesus Christ, will lead us from the dark into the light.
Can I ask you a few questions?
But you must never disrespect him.
I understand that.
Juan Miguel is the father. He is the father who has come to bring him home.
Juan Miguel is the father of Elian, and he's come to bring him home.
Fidel Castro is the Holy Spirit to create in the catharsis. And Elian, spelled backwards, is N-A-I-L-E.
Elian, spelled backwards, is Nail-E.
Nail-E to the cross. Nail-E to the cross. That is what they wish to do to him. Elian is a savior.
Okay, Sister Josephine, this is Phil Henry, all right? And we're doing a radio show right now.
Yes.
And you believe that Elian Gonzalez is the one to lead the Cuban people to the promised land?
Yes.
Because he has many similarities between his life and the life of Jesus. You said that he walked on water.
He was the one to survive when no one else was to survive. Like other people who fell to their death, he did not. Like our Lord Jesus Christ, he is called home to the Father.
All right, so you see these similarities between him and his father and Jesus?
Yes.
You say that like Jesus, he was betrayed by close friends?
Yes.
Which close friends have betrayed him?
Everyone around him. For all of the people who are around him have betrayed him. And that he has no one he can trust except the Father.
The Father.
He is being misled by all around him. That is what the bones say.
And you are reading bones?
Yes.
You're throwing bones and reading this in the bones?
Yes. He is being held in a nun's house until he can meet his father. They know who he is. And they will try to crucify him.
And you also believe that they will try to crucify Elian Gonzalez?
Before Easter, yes.
Before Easter?
It is not coincidental that the boy has come to us before Good Friday. And the boy has come to us with Israelis from Cuba to come to the Promised Land. But I feel that there is darkness around him and that the people will try to harm him. The bones tell me this.
The bones
tell me. Like our Lord Jesus, he is betrayed by close friends, but his father calls him home.
Okay, we're talking to Sister Josephine, is it?
Yes.
And she's in Miami. She believes, I took this call during a break, she believes that Elian Gonzalez is the savior of the Cuban people and that they are like a chosen people?
Yes, they're new chosen people, yes. For the Jewish people have found their promised land. And the Jewish people have fulfilled the prophecy in the Bible. So there is a new chosen people, and they are the Cuban people, to come to America. So say the bones for the Cuban people to come to America.
The bones.
The boy will lead us. The boy.
The boy.
For if the boy leads us to the promised land...
Hold on here for a minute, okay? So the boy is going to lead you to the Cuban people to the promised land.
Like our Lord Jesus. He is the son, his father has come to bring him home. So he is a symbol to lead us to the promised land. He's here to save and to vindicate the Cuban people, the Jewish people were chosen. We should realize the boy is our savior and to bow down to him. The Cuban people are now the chosen people.
Now, what about this Elian is Nail E spelled backwards?
Well, that is for the Elian who is the son and Juan Miguel is the father. Fidel Castro is the Holy Spirit. But they will wish to crucify him.
Do you mean literally they're going to nail this kid to a cross?
We have the vessel.
Do you mean literally that they're going to try to nail this kid to a cross? That's what I'm asking you.
It is his destiny.
It's his destiny.
To be sacrificed.
You mentioned that you have pieces of the raft?
Yes. Well, we have the vessel that brought Elian to us. We have a 2-foot by 2-foot section. The Lord's destination is to be the sacrificial lamb. That is the way.
That is the way.
And the boy will be the sacrificial lamb. I see this to happen in the next 30 days.
Are you getting all of this from the bones that you're reading right now?
Yes.
You had to read the bones to find out what the answer to that was?
Yes. There is nothing that you can say to dissuade us from our belief that Elian, the boy is here. And like our Lord Jesus Christ, his father is to call him home.
His father is calling him home. Okay, you're in Miami, right?
Yes.
This is Sister Josephine. Some kind of a voodoo thing going on here, but she's reading bones, and Elian Gonzalez, according to her readings of the bones, is the savior of the Cuban people, and there are parallels to his life and the life of Jesus, including walking on water, his father has come to call him home, and the fact that he has many, many disciples.
The boy has, yes.
Many disciples.
He has many disciples, many of us. do believe in Elian, yes.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to put you on hold with Mike, and you hang on with us, all right?
Yes, all right.
Just stay with us for a second?
Yes.
Wow. Anyway, she believes that Elian Gonzalez is going to lead the new chosen people. The new chosen people, the Cuban people. But not before, apparently, he's crucified. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And with Sister Josephine from Miami, who is a... are you a Catholic, Sister?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the bride of Jesus Christ. Because we are all the bride of Jesus.
Right, but are you Catholic? Are you Roman Catholic, or are you...
But, for what we believe is that, yes. In the one true church, yes.
Then you are Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to... Because some of the stuff you're doing, rolling bones and looking at that, doesn't sound like the Catholic liturgy, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Any reason for that?
No, for to find out that Elian is a savior. And that he is a founder of Islam. And that he is here to save the Cuban people. And that he is here to lead us back to our promised land. The boy is here to lead us.
All right, Sister, will you hold on for a minute?
Yes.
Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Who's this Sister Josephine? I don't understand how she thinks that this little boy is going to... Comparable to our Savior, Christ.
He is so much of his life is comparable to Jesus Christ.
What's that?
So much of his life is comparable to Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior was a foreigner. And this boy is a foreigner. Jesus Christ was betrayed by close friends.
Well, you know, I just think it's ridiculous. This little boy is getting exploited enough. And
but we have seen that he can do... for the Cuban people, what we have looked for.
You're not even on behalf of the Cuban people. You're on behalf of exploiting a little boy, and it's horrible.
The boy is here to lead us. The boy is here to help us. A little boy came to Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. He was there to help the people.
And where is he now?
He's in heaven.
What happened
to his father?
What happened?
He is in heaven with his father.
Was he crucified?
Yes, he was.
You guys are all going to go to hell. He's a little innocent
children. All the Cubans are going to hell? Who's going to hell,
no,
ma'am?
Every Cuban's going to hell. Statement like that. I'm just thinking.
I think that you have to understand it's important for the Cuban people.
Did you read his Jewish bones too, or something? With this other little boy?
The chosen people, but the Cuban people are the chosen people now.
Oh, is that so? Well, I believe the Mormons believe that's true.
Okay. I think we need a moratorium on those Salt Lake City calls, too. As long as I'm being an asshole today, I might as well just be full on out. I don't think we've gotten one intelligent human being out of Utah for weeks. That woman was like Valley Girl transplanted to the Salt Palace. Jupiter on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I got one question about this Sister Joseph. What's her name, Josephine?
Yes, Sister Josephine, of the Catholic, of Miami.
And you're a Roman Catholic?
Yes.
And where were you born?
I was born in Cuba.
You were born in Cuba?
Yes.
It, all right,
Elion,
let me ask
you. Elion Willie Castro and the chosen people into the rightful ownership of Miami, Florida.
Well, I don't, you know, this is a bad,
so.
This is a bad situation all around, but where do you get off? Who's gonna put this child to death? Is that what you're trying to say, that he's going to die for the Cubans?
I believe that he will be sacrificed, yes, because the Cuban people are so hated, as the Jewish people were hated before. But Elian will lead us into a promised, into the place of prominence, the promised land.
Where is he going to lead you back to Cuba? Is that what you're saying?
To America.
Pardon me?
America, which is the promised land.
Well,
the boy will,
you know,
lead us.
The boy.
This reminds me of some other wacko I once heard. You know?
Original. 1-800-449-8686. Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, I'm choking on what I'm listening to this woman. I went to Barry University with Sister Gina Laughlin, who's hosting Elian Gonzalez tonight. And I'll tell you the biggest threat to the six-year-old boy. It's not Fidel Castro. It's zealots like this woman, this sister. Because I got to tell you, she's no Catholic nun. And she's the biggest threat. People like that are the biggest threat to the six-year-old boy. Turning him
Cuban.
Into a martyr? He's
You're
a six-year-old boy.
You're not Cuban. You don't know what he represents to us.
I know plenty. What do you... Listen, you're reading everything into what the six-year-old boy does. You probably believe he could heal. Do you believe that, he could heal
I mean,
you?
The boy will lead us. The boy will lead us.
I don't think about leading you, but you're making him out to be more than he is. He's a six-year-old boy.
Elian
will
tell us.
He's not asking to be your martyr.
He is going to tell us what to do.
He's not telling you what to do.
What
is
he going
to be learning how to read?
What is he going to tell you?
With his Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, or whatever he does.
I mean,
what is he going to tell you what to do?
The boy will lead us. He will show us the way for our community.
Let me just as an example, because I don't know what kind of nun you are, but do you think that Elian Gonzalez could heal somebody with his touch if he's the chosen one?
Elian is the one. If he has the grace of God, he has the Holy Spirit, he can direct the grace of Jesus.
I know, but you repeat that like a mantra. And I'm just telling you, he's a six-year-old kid. And,
do you
and
believe
he'd
the
be
kid?
More frightened of you than he would be of anybody in
okay,
Cuba.
Okay, sister, do you believe the kid could heal people?
I believe you pray to Elian, he could heal you, yes.
No, it's
you
ludicrous.
Need to pray. You need to pray to Jesus. The bones say there will be a great battle, and Castro and the Chosen will slaughter thousands. The senior citizen.
You know, you're the kind of person that should be kept away from his house. You're the kind of person... I'm astounded by what I'm hearing.
The boy is leading.
Well, what is going on in my? Hold on for a minute, sister. Are you in Miami, sir? Yeah, you are.
I'm in Miami right now, and I went
there are
to
a lot
Barry
of people,
University. And I, yes, I'm in Miami.
There are a lot of people who are outside the house right now. I understand.
Yes,
they are offering to Elian. Yes.
They're offering to Elian. What are they offering him?
Baskets of fruit and photographs of themselves or their family.
You know what, Phil, he's right. There are people doing that, but it's people like
her. What are they offering up?
Not the rational people. The rational people don't do that.
We are making offerings to the Elian.
You're making offerings to the Elian? Well, what the hell is going on? I mean, are people suddenly worshiping this kid?
Yes, they are. Because people like this nun,
we are burning the
believe, they believe that he was brought here by the dolphins. And by the way, you said you have a piece of a raft. He came here on an inner tube.
We have the
so
vessel
you better
that
set
he
your
came.
Back. You're going to crucify him on an inner tube.
We have the vessel. And
yeah,
he was brought to us.
They believe, Phil, this is how they read into
right.
everything he does.
Right.
They believe that he was at sea for 2 days and that dolphins brought him to the fishermen,
yes.
that they protected him
they
for his
did.
2 days
Jesus,
at sea.
The first apostles were fishermen. The first apostles were fishermen.
All right, hold the line. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. But, I mean, I've never... we're back with Sister Josephine. Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. I don't think that I've ever looked at it that way.
But you must look at it that way. Elian is here to help us. Elian is here to help not only the Cuban people, but all the people. The bones tell me that Elian, like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, can be here to help you, Phil, if you help him prepare the way.
But how can I help him prepare the way? He's an 8-year-old kid.
You must let the people know that he is here. Arwen is here now. That Ilion is here for us. And we must listen to the Ilion. Do bow to the Ilion.
What can I do? I mean...
You have a radio show. Let people know that Ilion is here to pave the way for the coming of the Father. The Father is here. The Father will help Ilion. Tell them, Phil.
That the Father is here?
That the Father is here.
Do you think he's really like Jesus?
He is like Jesus. He is more than Jesus. He is the Son. And Juan Miguel Gonzalez is the Father. To bring us to an awareness of our Father. That the dolphins did bring the boy here.
It is kind of interesting how the dolphins brought him here.
Yes, it is. He is a super Jesus, like in so many ways.
Well, I can just let people know.
Let people know that Ilion is here.
That Ilion is here and that he's here to help them.
He is here to help them, yes. And he's here to save you, if you're not Cuban, too. Now you can take a phone call from the people who wish to speak to me.
Okay, sister.
God bless you, Phil.
Thank you. Here is Santa Fe Springs on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I just got one question. This lady, I've been raised Catholic all my life, and...
Well, it's good if you're Catholic.
I'm sorry?
You believe in the papacy.
No. You know what? I just want to say, you say that Ilion walked on water.
Ilion did not walk on water,
no,
but
you,
he did survive.
No, you know what?
Boat that sank.
He came from Cuba on a raft, okay?
He survived the sinking of the boat. Like our Lord and Savior Jesus, he survived the raging waters of the sea.
But you know, I mean, what do you keep referring to your bones when you get answers?
Yes, rolling the bones to give you an idea.
What are you, a nun in Vegas or something? Is that what you do? What happens if you roll a 7? What kind of answer do you give somebody?
They're not dice.
Sounds like you're rolling dice. It sounds like you're doing.
No, these are bones.
What?
These are bones.
Well, it sounds like you're rolling dice.
No.
All I want to know is...
Are you rolling dice or are they dead?
No, they're like bones, like runes.
Like runes?
Yes.
You know, you sound like you should be wearing Nikes, dressed in all black, and have a purple sheet on you. You sound like one of those Heaven's Gate people that have killed themselves. Maybe they left you behind.
I believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I just...
And I believe that Ilion is here to pave the way for us.
How can...
Babe, you believe in Ilion?
I do not believe in Ilion,
okay? You do not believe that Ilion...
I've been raised Catholic all my life. You can't tell me what I can believe in, okay?
But why do you not believe in the alien?
I do not believe in alien because he is just a little kid who is trying to get something better for himself. And he's...
Phil, you know these are real bones.
What?
These are the real bones of a human being.
You have a real bone?
The bones of the human, which tell us the story of the way that the Father brought from heaven the grace to infuse into all people.
You're not rolling real human bones. You'd be arrested if you had real human bones. What?
The alien is...
How did you...
The alien is for us all.
Rancho Cucamonga on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
For one, in the Bible it says that you shouldn't put anything before God, and you're putting those bones before because you should be answering to Him.
Have you seen the bones?
No, but that has to do with Satan.
No.
People reading bones, it's like a fortune teller. They're all fake.
No, the bones tell me which direction the Lord wishes for me to go.
Then you should read the Bible, not bones.
I read the Bible.
No.
What about the Ilion?
He's a boy. I understand. In the Bible it says someone will come that will be...
Ilion is here to help us.
Yes.
He's here to show us the way.
Tell me, Phil.
The way to what?
The way to God. And he was brought out of the water by God to create the new covenant.
Yes.
Between man and God.
That is correct.
You said that he's going to show the promised land. The promised land's already been found.
The new promised land, which is America.
And who are the chosen people, Phil?
The new chosen people are the Cuban people.
No, it sounds like a reincarnation of the Bible. It won't happen. It just won't.
It has happened.
That's right. Tell her, Phil.
It has happened. It is happening in our midst now. And remember what they said when Jesus came here. They didn't believe he was the Savior either.
That is correct.
Well, has Ilion performed any miracles?
The first miracle was surviving that boat crash.
He's a little kid. Most little kids would.
Most little kids would? No, plenty of kids drown.
Well, yes, yeah, but they would drown.
Tell her she is ignorant. She doesn't understand. You don't understand.
But then you said dolphins? Something about dolphins? Yeah, dolphins are friendly like that. They'll save humans.
No, this is not Flipper. This is real life. The dolphins hate people.
The dolphins don't hate people.
Dolphins hate people.
No, they're the most friendliest animal. They're friendlier than a dog. It was on the news the other night.
Have you seen that on TV, or do you know for a fact?
I know for a fact. I've swam with dolphins.
When? Where?
SeaWorld.
How?
My cousin.
If you go against Elian, little girl, you will be used as a sacrifice.
Used as a sacrifice.
That's correct.
No.
Elian will be crucified, like our Lord.
Tell her, Phil, that Elian will be crucified.
And then whoever does will be committed for murder and sent to jail.
No, they will not do that. They will rise them up as the new Antichrist. Elian is our Savior.
Elian's our Savior.
No, the Lord Jesus is the Savior.
The Lord Jesus was the beginning. He was the opening
act. He still is. He may be dead, maybe in heaven, but he still is.
The bones tell me terrible things about you.
Well, my eight ball tells me terrible things about you.
Who is the woman in your life that has the control?
Excuse me?
There is a woman in your life who is creating such control for you. It is bothering you. Who is she?
Control in my life? Yeah, her name's my mother.
No, but it is bothering you. It is creating great strain between the two of you.
No, I have a great relationship between me and my mother.
And what happened between you and your father?
What do you mean, what be...
That's profound sadness in you, between you and your father.
Sadness? I'm not sad.
About your father? Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I can sense it.
Well, I can say...
The bones say that you're upset.
Well, and my eight ball... That tells me all the answers in the world tells me you're crazy.
How dare you? I will get you for that.
Oh.
She's going to get you for it.
I will get
you. And I'm shaking in my shorts.
Americans are the Antichrist. They will crucify aliens. You will see. Shut up. Take another phone call, Phil.
Azusa, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Cuban people can have a fight, have a riot, have something. That's exactly what you're doing. That's what the devil does.
These are the bones. The bones tell
you. You're fooling around with the bones.
The bones.
You know.
Tell
you know
me.
What?
You know
in the name of God and in Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I put Jesus Christ to you right now.
Yes.
So that He can touch you.
I believe.
Really, with the power of the Holy Spirit in Him, and show you the real power of God, because
who
you know who is the power.
Who is the Father?
God is the power.
Who is
and
the
Jesus
Father?
And Jesus came. Here to show you who it is, but you just lie.
No, I do not lie.
But you know what? You're sentenced to death.
I love
you. You know you're gonna die.
I will die.
I'm not gonna die.
But
I'm gonna go to heaven.
Elian will rise again.
You lie. You're trying to make the Cuban people have a fight with whoever it is. Because that's the way the devil is.
Elian will rise again.
That's right. Elian will rise again.
She says that Elian will rise again.
He will rise again.
You know what?
He will rise on Easter Sunday.
I talk to the Cuban people.
Did.
I am not Cuban, but I talk to the Cuban people right now.
Mm.
In the name of God, in the name of Jesus, let that be alone.
Don't be the Antichrist.
Do not make any problems for nobody.
You are not Cuban.
Let the child be the way it's supposed to be.
But the bones tell
we
me
have
no.
laws here in this world.
The bones
we
tell me you're in trouble.
We have to do what we have to do.
Phil, what do the bones
say?
Bones say that Elian
ruined.
Is the Savior.
That's do not ruin your reputation as it is. Do not be another Castro, in other
Elian
words. You ran away from Castro, and then you're trying to do exactly what Castro did?
You know that Elian is displeased with you?
You know what?
Elian is displeased with
you. You know what, lady?
Elian will not
just
bring
as long
the of God
as
on
I
you.
Have the Spirit of God with me and
you
of the Holy Spirit...
Elian.
I don't care who's displeased.
You have pissed
because,
off the Iliad.
Because God tells me that the devil it reigns here in the devil, and you're a diabolic lady.
But
that's what
you
are.
You have the spirit of
I know who you work for.
You
work for Lucifer. But you know what?
You have
not even you nor Lucifer will ever have the power to do anything against God.
Tell him, Phil.
But Elian's here to help you, sir.
Elian's here to help you.
He's not to help me. He's not here to help you. He's a child.
Elian will kick your ass.
He almost drowned.
No, he did not drown.
I thank the Lord that he didn't drown.
Tell the world,
you know?
Phil. Tell the world.
Elian is here to help us.
That's right.
He is?
Ilion is here to help you. But if you screw with Ilion, he will kick your ass. And then you'll be sorry.
Lady,
you laugh at me? You don't laugh at me.
You know what?
I am the high priest
because
of Ilion.
I am used on hearing the devil talk like you.
Listen to the bones.
That's the way the devil talks.
Listen to what the bones
exactly
say.
Exactly the way you talk. That's the way, exactly the way you talk.
The bones,
you know,
say
what?
That I am the high priest of the Ilion.
May those bones and the spirit of those bones, whatever they might have, may they stay with you forever because they belong in hell with you.
I am the high priest
of
Ilion.
I am not afraid of you, lady. I am not afraid of you because I have the Holy Spirit with me. I have the power of a God.
I believe
and I have faith in Jesus Christ.
You should be
and
afraid of the Ilion.
Because he came to represent. And he came to show us the power
of
God.
Care.
And I am in the power of God. You're not hating. You are a devil.
Do not piss off the Ilion.
A devil.
Do not
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must be afraid of Ilion.
In Jesus'
name. You must be afraid of Ilion.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit will be within you.
We have to take a break.
Jesus Christ in you. In the name of Jesus.
We're going to a commercial.
You will leave the Cuban people alone. And you
on
will
the
not
Henry
let
show.
Them
traitors
like you want to. You are a liar. You are a liar, devil.
We'll be right back.
You are a lover.
Ilion's here to, but Ilion's here to help us, bud.
Snap out of it, will you, for Christ's sake?
I'm Spud Dickman.
Let me do it.
Wait, so this is Spud Dickman, and I'm Phil Henry. He's going to be back in a minute. Hold on. I don't know what's happened to him, but it started in the last segment. Obviously, he had a lady on who thought she was a witch queen. What?
The people, you must know that Ilion's here to help you. He's going to he's gonna help you.
Phil?
Ilion's here to help us.
Phil? Alright.
But he's going to help.
Get away. I'm going to do this for your own good, Phil.
But Ilion's here to...
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Ilion's here to...
Don't do it, Phil. I don't want to do this to you.
Ilion's just like Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't want to do that to you, okay?
Juan Miguel's the father. What's that?
I'm doing this for your own good, Phil.
Who's that?
It's a picture of Jesus Christ.
Well, he looks like an asshole.
How dare you say that about Jesus? He's under the spell of the witch queen in Miami, Sister Josephine. Phil, you shouldn't say that about Jesus.
He looks like an asshole.
You believe in God?
He can kiss my ass?
Do you believe in God, Phil?
No. Yes, I do.
Thank God.
No, I don't really believe her.
Now say the Our Father with me.
I don't want to say the Our.
Say the Our Father with me.
Our Father, who art in hell, hallowed be.
Mike Schaefer, producer. Mike, what do we do? We got 6 minutes about to go to the top of hour. Mr. Henry possessed by a demon. What am I supposed to do? Say the Our Father, Phil.
Our Father who art in Miami.
I don't know what to do, Mike Schaefer. He possessed by a demon. We got go news break. What am I going to do? You want me to take him to the top? Guess I got to take everybody to the top. Phil Henry is. He's been possessed by the devil. You think Elian Gonzalez is Jesus. Phil. Phil.
Elian is our friend.
I'm going to keep slap you till you... I slap you till you get out of it. Here. Here's some music that you like.
Elian is our friend. He's a...
This is scaring the hell out of me. Listen to this, Phil. You might find it soothing. Can I help you out?
Yeah, sure, bud. I feel a lot better now.
I know you'd feel better.
This sounds like the kind of music that our Lord Elian likes.
Bastard! Don't do it. This is Bud Dickman on the Phil Henry Show. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
Elian is our friend. Elian. Ow! Elian Gonzalez is our friend. Why are you hitting me, bud? I just think that Elian is the next Jesus.
Please stand by. We got a bad situation. I'm all scared and everything. You bastard.
Only bastard around here is Jesus.
Things you say about Jesus, I slap you and hurt you bad. Don't say it again.
Jesus wasn't even a Jew.
Please stand by. You're listening to the Premier Radio Network, where you can hear a bunch of cool shows and stuff. I'm Bud Dickman. This is the Phil Henry Show. You right? I got 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Wait a minute, bud. I'm better. Turn off the music. I'm better.
Oh, thank God you're back, Phil.
I am back. I was just sitting here thinking how Jesus is going to like it. Playing second fiddle to Elian.